All right, everyone, welcome. We've got a special guest. This is actually Rachel. She's one of our clients at the agency here at Gym Boss, and she's the owner of WAF CrossFit over in New Zealand, actually. And Rachel, thanks for coming on, and we just want to share a little bit of your experience working with us.
Yep.
So do you want to just fill us in just real quickly? Where were you guys at in terms of business and, you know, getting new clients before we started chatting?
Yeah. So I guess before we started using you guys, we were just really trying to run our own ad campaigns, but not really getting a lot of success, I guess, in terms of leads. So that's obviously what we were looking at developing more, and having worked with you guys, just the success rate with getting leads has just been fantastic. I mean, we're getting at least, you know, 1, 2, 3 when we first started, 10 a day even. So it's been really, really good. Yeah.
It did go bananas right at the start, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then it sort of stabilized. You tried it yourself. I remember you, before we hit record here, you were just saying like, just couldn't get it to work in terms of getting ads and getting leads. And what were you doing before that to get new clients?
So, I mean, we were doing a lot of word of mouth and just really focusing, I guess, on our retention and doing our service well. So I think we'd always done a good job at that, but really just not getting the external people in. So, you know, how do we get people to walk through the door? That was the problem. So word of mouth was fine with getting new people, and just making sure that people we had were staying for the long term. But, you know, it was just more organic and slow. Yeah.
Yeah, slow that's growth. What I was going to say. Was that a predictable way to grow, or like it was kind of slow?
Not really. No. And then, I mean, if the issue that you had, if people were moving or things like that, so you'd actually get your membership numbers weren't growing anywhere near they needed to be. Yeah, especially for because we were a really big facility.
Yeah. And so that's pretty common from what we hear from a fair amount of gyms. Is like, yeah, we did pretty good, got to a certain point of word of mouth and referrals, but you get to a certain membership level and it's like you can't get past it, because you'll get 2, you'll lose 3, and then get another 2, lose 1, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of slow once you get to a certain level, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
So people are like coming to an agency, whether it's us or anybody, always has some sort of this concerns. And what was the concerns that you had before actually saying, Jimmy, let's go for it?
Yeah, well, I suppose for me, I suppose being in New Zealand as well, it's like understanding the market and you know, what our clientele's like and things like that. But I mean, in terms of what we've got and the people that we're getting for leads, it's been absolutely spot on. So, you know, no problems with that. So that was probably in the back of my mind, sort of thinking, oh, how well are these guys going to be? And then I think there was something about around cost as well. And, you know, it does seem like a lot of money, but at the end of the day, we were advertising, I suppose, when you look at it in terms of lead cost per lead, as opposed to what we were getting. I mean, we were still spending more. So if that makes sense. Yeah. So our cost per lead, if we weren't getting any leads, was a hell of a lot more. So I mean, it pays for itself, I guess, at the end of the day. That's what you sort of come to realize. Yeah.
So obviously the financial side of things, because we're not cheap. We're at a reasonable rate, but we're not the cheapest in the market, that's for sure. Having that concern is normal. Like, you're investing money into your business and not knowing, are these guys going to do it good? Do they know our market well? Mm. And also it's a kind of a financial outlay. But now, how long have we been together? Probably like 6 weeks, maybe?
No, I think even longer than that.
A bit probably, more.
Yeah, almost 3 months, I think.
Oh,
almost.
Well, yeah. Time's flying by. Christmas
I know,
and
it's
stuff.
Just gone, yeah.
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 Well, fill us in some of the results then that you've had. Because we're advertising, the main thing we've been advertising for you has been a 6-week challenge. That's the right, introductory 6 weeks at the CrossFit gym. Mm-hmm. Fill us in. What's it been like since we started?
Yeah, so we talked before, it was a bit of a whirlwind. So as soon as the ad campaign started running, the leads just took off. Yeah, we were getting, you know, 10, 20 leads. And the leads have been really good leads. So we've got a form that you fill in as well. So I think the initial thought that was you wouldn't get a lot of it in, but we've actually had quite a lot of success in actually people doing that as well. So we know what they want. So when we do actually ring them up, we've got the sort of history and why we do it. It's been successful in that we've, everybody that's come in, I think probably about two people haven't signed up. So I've been pretty successful in getting them to sign up. Because I spend a lot of time talking to them on the phone as well when they book the appointments. So that's been really successful as well. And then we've had quite a few of them convert over to long-term membership as well. So as well as bringing in, you know, their sons, daughters, husbands as well, friends, cousins, we've had all of that. So it's been good. So almost, you know, we've had one person doing the challenge and then you'd grow it by another person for the ones that convert over to long term as well. So that's been really good. Yeah.
Awesome. That's so good. So you're getting
focus on doing our service well. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you're getting more people through the door, ideal clients, but you're getting husbands and wives bringing their partners in as well, which is like doubling the amount. That's cool. And you don't have to if you don't want to, but do you mind sharing, has there been like a monthly revenue increase that you've seen since using us in terms of revenue or like membership numbers?
Yeah, definitely. So I've been keeping tabs on it. I've actually been putting it in a different revenue category. So we've got one set up for the 6-week challenge. So that's got its own line. So that's, I mean, you're looking at probably at least 20% of our revenue just from that has just gone up. Nice. So it's good. And then just as and then the ones that are converting over as well. So no, it's been good. Yeah.
Wow, that's really awesome. Successful.
Yeah.
And so well done to you guys though as well, because we do our part, but then it's over to the gym to do their part as well. And you guys have knocked it out of the park. Now you're at the stage of training up your coaches to take over the sales, yeah?
Yep. It's a plan.
Take some time away.
Yeah. So they've done a good job and making sure that the clients are getting what they want in terms of service. So
awesome.
So sort of getting a bit more ownership for them as well, I think. So that's been good. Yeah.
And so my favorite one at the end here is people probably on our website watching this, if they've got this far, and they're probably another CrossFit gym like yourself. They're like, I don't know, still, like, it looks good, but they're sitting on the fence. What would you say to them?
I'd say just do it, really. I sat on the fence for far too long. I wish I had done this, you know, the beginning of last year. It would have been great. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Absolutely. Good to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Rachel, you guys are kicking ass over there, kicking goals. Thanks for being awesome clients. You've been a pleasure to work with. And guys, if you're watching this video, there's probably a button somewhere on the website where you can book a time to speak with myself or one of the guys on the team. And it's just a catch up, just a chat like what me and Rachel are doing right here, where we're just going to chat, find out about your business and see if even what we do is going to even be the right thing for you. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on, and I'll speak to you soon.
Awesome. Cool.